Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. Now, Hayley Conway will be well known to listeners of my former show, The Rainbow Report, as the co-convener of the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby. And we haven't actually spoken to Hayley on this show yet, so I thought it was about time we caught up with what the Rights Lobby has been up to, and Hayley joins me on the line now. Good morning, Hayley.
Good morning, Doug.
Well, you've been very involved in this anti-violence project, I understand.
I have been, yes, in one of.
One of?
Yes. Well, obviously there's the Anti-Violence Project in Victoria,
yes.
Which is a separate organisation, but the lobby is also running a particular campaign focused in and around the increased rates of violence in the Brunswick area.
So this is what we were hearing about, those queer nights that were up there. There was a lot of fuss and bother. Some lesbians were attacked, I think, going to a cash machine.
Yeah, things like that, but also anecdotally large increases in the violence that people are experiencing in general. So certainly not just women, but men as well. And there is some anecdotal evidence, again, to suggest that people are targeting these venues and the people who are leaving them.
Is there a problem here that you're saying anecdotal evidence?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean people aren't reporting this stuff?
Yeah, look, that's certainly a huge problem, and we know that from particularly from the work that we do with the gay and lesbian liaison officers, who are saying that they simply don't have any proof. You know, they know that it's happening, they know that people are talking about it, but they don't. People aren't reporting it, and one of the reasons is because people just aren't guaranteed that they'll get a good response from the police, and that's, you know, the last thing you want after a rough night.
Well, yeah, that's true. But are you saying that the police response has not been what you might wish?
Not in every circumstance. There have certainly been circumstances where the police response has been above and beyond, and there have also been circumstances where it hasn't been. So.
So what? In addition to the anti-violence work, what else is the rights lobby at the moment? Because you seem to have gone awful quiet since we got the relationship register here in Victoria. I wondered if you might be resting on your laurels a bit.
I wouldn't say resting is what we're up to. No, at the moment we're actually working on two campaigns, which will form the basis of our state election platform for next year. There will be a state election in Victoria in November. So we're working on the anti-violence campaign, but also on doing a lot of work around the equal opportunity exceptions and exemptions, which obviously there was quite a lot of talk about. And so looking at how we can firstly lessen the impact of what's already been agreed to, but then also how do we stop things like that from happening again, and how do we ensure that equal opportunity law actually is for everyone and not just those that the government pick and choose at the behest of the Australian Christian lobby.
Yeah, I've just received this morning a letter that was sent by Rob Hulls to that English lord who wrote to them to complain about the exemptions, and he repeats what he said before on this program. And in fact, someone took me to task last week for being a bit rude about Rob Hulls. He says the existing exceptions for religious organisations in schools of the Act are very broad. They allow discrimination on protected grounds where this conforms with the doctrines or religion. The government's new position aims to better balance the right of individuals to be free from discrimination with the right to religious freedom, and therefore more tightly prescribe the circumstances in which discrimination is allowed. So he's saying it's actually an improvement on the current situation.
And that is true, because people will now have a right of recourse. However, it also, you know, what we've seen is a massive improvement for almost every other attribute which is covered by the Act, with the exception of sexual orientation, gender identity and marital status, all of which are very clearly targeted at our community. So while Hull's statement is true on the whole for most Victorians, it's very clear that this is a targeted attack, and that the government has rolled over and simply said, yes, we're going to sanction this and we're happy to entrench this kind of bigotry.
It seems to me that it's all very well to say that, you know, the religious exemptions are going to be more tightly drawn, but it's also going to continue to be particularly difficult, I think, from what I'm reading anyway, for an individual to make use of this act if they've been discriminated against.
Well, it's already quite difficult for people to pursue a claim that the Equal Opportunity Act has been breached, and that's incredibly difficult for people to do as it stands. It's a lengthy process and one that can be quite arduous, and when it's, you know, an individual versus an organisation.
Well, we saw all that with Ken Campagnolo, didn't we?
That's
because
right.
It just ran into the sand in the end because it just got too complicated.
Yeah, and, you know, so obviously it's quite difficult then to create legal precedents around exactly what the boundaries are. So what you end up having is religious organisations who just, you know, give them an inch, they take a mile, simply because they can, because no one has the capacity or the resources to pursue it.
Does the lobby see any way around that one?
Well, we are looking at what the options are in terms of, well, certainly, you know, there's an argument to be made that a church should be able to employ whoever they want to be a gardener at a church and all of those sorts of things. But if a church organisation is filling government contracts, then perhaps they should not be allowed to, you know, make use of these exemptions, simply because it means that there are, you know, huge groups of people within the community who just won't access those welfare services, which are supposed to be open to everyone, because they know that the people who work in them are allowed to discriminate against their colleagues, who may be exactly the same as the person who's just walked in the front door, so, you know.
Yeah, I was looking at some American news earlier on today. President Obama has nominated someone called Chai Feldblum to their Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and she came out with a very good statement. She said, once a religious person or institution enters the stream of commerce by operating an enterprise, such as a doctor's office, hospital, bookstore, hotel, treatment centre, etc., I believe the enterprise must adhere to the norm of non-discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity.
Yeah, and look, and that's certainly the kind of tack that we're taking, which is saying if they're offering a service to the community, if they're receiving public funds to run this service, then they shouldn't be able to discriminate. And that should just be a very sort of black and white ruling. And there's also an argument to be made that people shouldn't be able to just say, you know, oh, we're a religious organisation, so we automatically have an exemption. They should have to apply for one and prove the grounds on which they should have one, just like every other organisation has to.
And really, we need some way for a big organisation like the Equal Opportunity Commission to go in and look at these things, rather than having to, an individual, to have to carry the whole weight of this.
That's right. And look, the Equal Opportunity Commission can and does do that. But, I mean, the reality is that even when they make recommendations to government about the changes that they want to see, they may only get 50% of what they tell the government needs to happen simply to make something equitable. So, you know, what we really need is for the decision makers to actually take a stand, as opposed to just saying, you know, there are rafts and rafts of community organisations and government organisations and people in the community who think this isn't fair and who know it's not fair, and here are all the reasons. We need decision makers to get on board with that.
Yeah. And the other thing the VGLRL, of course, is involved in is the Equal Love campaign. Now, that's, we're going to be talking to Liam Byrne about that later in the show, but you're gearing up for November 28th as well, I take it.
Well, we are sending a speaker, but the Equal Love campaign is separate and is a separate entity to the VGLRL, which has been obviously a change from previous years, but that's certainly the way that both organisations felt it was most productive to go.
The baby's grown up and left home.
That's right, yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there, Hayley. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's nice to know the VGRL is still beavering away there, even if you've been a bit quiet of late, and hopefully we shall hear more from you in the future.
Fantastic. Thanks, Doug.
Okay. You're listening to Freshly Dug on Joy 94.9. That was Hayley Conway, one of the co-conveners of the VGLRL.
Joy 94.9. Freshly Dug Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.